October 22nd, 1987. 1 month from now, I will be 86 years old. 2 days ago, we had a terrific sell-off in the Dow Jones averages. We had a drop of 508 points, which followed a drop of 200 points the day before and 95 points the day before that and 91 points the day before that. The newspapers were claiming that this was a faster falling off in the Dow than the crash of October 1929. I do not own any stock traded on the New York Stock Exchange and have never owned any stock on the New York Stock Exchange in the past 50 years or shortly after the crash of 1929 when I bought some Anaconda stock at the bottom of the crash. Right after the crash, the Anaconda stock went up, but then it fluctuated up and down over a period of months. So I decided to get out of the stock market while I was ahead. So I sold all of my Anaconda stock at a good profit and decided that I would not be in the stock market because it took too much of my attention, which I should be giving to the construction business. On September 30, 1986, the combined net worth of Stuart Leck Sr. and Virginia C. Leck was $914,000. This $914,000 was carried in three groupings called table number one, table number two, and table number three, which tables are attached to my letter of December 15, 1986 to each of my four children. All of the $914,000 was earned and saved by me, except the $19,400 earned by Virginia before she married me. This $19,400 is shown in table number three. I earned and saved the $76,000 in table number 3, which I gave to Virginia to put in her own name for tax purposes. After Virginia and I have both died, $1,914,000 less $19,400 will pass to my 4 children in equal amounts. On December 10, 1986, I gave $40,000 to my 4 children. This was taken out of the $914,000 heretofore mentioned, leaving $864,000. Make it $864,600. Later on, in early 1987, I paid the yearly taxes, both state and federal, which came out of this $864,000 figure, in the amount of $60,000, which reduced my net estate to $804,000. Which amount, less any inheritance taxes, of which I do not think there will be any, because of the way I have divided it, my net worth will be, this net amount of $804,000 will be divided equally amongst my 4 children after both Virginia and I have died, or $201,000 to each child, in addition to the $10,000 which I gave to each child on December 10th, 1986, mentioned heretofore. From now until both Virginia and I have died, all of the income from all of the assets of Table 1, Table 2, Table 3 will be deposited in the bank account of the Stewart and Virginia Trust. Item number 3, Table 2. All Social Security and any other income shall also be deposited in that bank account. All expenses of Stewart and Virginia until both of us have died will be paid by checks on that bank account. It is anticipated by me that the income going into that bank account each year, including, will exceed all of the expenses that are paid out of that bank account each year, or a net gain each year, which will increase the figures heretofore mentioned. Please note that I made an error in subtraction in arriving at the $864,000 figure heretofore mentioned. The correct subtraction would leave not $864,000, but $874,000. And all of the figures heretofore mentioned which follow should therefore be corrected based on this correction of the $864,000 figure. In August 1987, the Dow average was 2,750. At the end of trading on October 19th, 1987, the Dow average was 1,750, a 40% loss over a two-month period. In my opinion, this 40% drop in the Dow was a correction of the price of those stocks. Namely, that the value of those stocks had been whipped up to an extremely high figure before the crash came, and that all the crash did was to make a correction, bringing the Dow down to a reasonable value for those stocks. I think that everybody was out of line and way too high when the stocks were valued at 2,750. Whereas now, with the stocks at 1,750, the people who own those stocks should feel that they now have a fair value, and that before they had a ridiculously high value not warranted by what the stock was worth. I do not think that the crash which we have experienced was because of the high debit balance. I believe that people and traders and investors began to realize that the 2,750 was ridiculous, and therefore they unloaded their stock, which brought the value down to 1,750, which is a reasonable valuation for that stock. The total of our net worth after the crash on October 22nd, 1987, is as follows. Item number one, $700,000, 6 months, United States Treasury bills maturing 1/6 of $700,000 every month, 6.5% yield. Item number two, $61,000 cash in three separate bank accounts, 5.5% yield. Item number three, $10,000 life insurance paid up. Item number four, $65,000 first mortgage, 8% yield. The $65,000 is the amount which we will receive over the years, both principal plus interest, for the year starting July 1987 to July 2008, when the final payment will be made by Mr. Stuart McPhail on this mortgage, first mortgage on his house. Item number four, $5,600, stock of Mars Power Growth Fund, value on October 23rd, 1987. Item number six, $5,000 Cadillac and household goods. Total of all of the above, $846,600, which is the value of all of my assets and Virginia's assets combined as of October 23rd, 1987. You therefore will notice that the crash did not affect any of our net worth because we had nothing invested in the stocks that crashed. On playing back. On playing back these tapes, I find that I used the word debit. This is a mistake. I meant the word deficit, not debit. I also notice on playing back the tapes, this tape, that I did not subtract the $19,000 which Virginia is giving to Charlotte in her will. This would therefore reduce the final balance, which will be distributed to the four children, by $19,400. Please make these corrections in arriving at the balance, which will be distributed to the four children after Virginia and I have both died. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I now will present the total cost of living for a year for Virginia and Stuart, as it appears from past records. The total income of Virginia and Stuart as evidenced by last year's total income is $66,000. The total expense for 1 year, including taxes, income taxes, is $42,500. It therefore appears that the total income for the year 1988 will be approximately $66,000, and the total expenses for 1988 will be $42,500, or a net operating gain for the year 1988 of $66,000 minus $42,500 equals $23,500. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Today is April 9th, 1988. The Dow Jones average at this time is 2,000. Now I would like to present to you the amount of money which I have paid out in taxes of all kinds during the past 65 years. Starting in 1923, when I graduated from college, and up until the present time, 1988, or 65 years. The total taxes which I have paid to all branches of government for that 65 years is over $1 million. In addition to that $1 million, which I paid directly and personally to all of the different forms of government, including federal and state income taxes, real estate taxes, sales taxes, totals over $1 million. In addition to that $1 million, I paid another $1 million in taxes of all kinds, a total for the 65 years of another $1 million, more than another $1 million, in the form of my share of the taxes paid by the corporations in which I had the major interest, financial interest. Therefore, I have paid out over the 65 years to the various branches of government in excess of $2 million . 7% of that, of this $2 million, equals $140,000. Which is the portion of the $2 million which went to pay welfare. 20% of this over $2 million went to education of other people's children, or 20% times $2 million is $400,000, which I have paid into education of other people's children . As most of my children's educations were paid separately as they attended private colleges and private high schools. . 5% of $2 million, or $100,000, went for health and hospitals, and so on down the line. I will not burden you with what percentage of my $2 million went for defense, or what percentage went for interest on government loans, or the other expenses of government. Suffice it to say that I have apparently paid terrific sums of money toward the welfare of other people and other people's children, and their education of other people's children, and the hospitalization for other people. I thought you would be interested in having this brought to your attention. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.